All right, welcome into the Lance's Lock podcast for week number 13. Lance Taylor, Jim Dunaway, an opportunity to talk about some of the games that are going to go off on Saturday as we record this on a Friday. We got 7 or 8 games we'll talk about here. Remember, you can be a part of the Lance's Lock family really easy. Get all the picks every day, not just college football.
No, jump on board. We give you a free play every single day. Lance'sLock.com. Again, this is year 6. We've never had a losing year. We're going to win for you. $90 for everything. Gives you the NFL, college football, college basketball, NBA. Coming off a winning Saturday last week, coming off a winning Sunday, jump on board. Again, we give you a free play every day at Lance'sLock.com.
Biggest playoff impact of the day is Ohio State and Michigan. It goes off very early. It's in that 11 o'clock window that you hate to play. You have a feel on the Fox Network game?
Yeah, I mean, right now, you look at Michigan, the numbers dropped to 7. When it was sitting at 8.5, it seemed like a ton of value because you've got Michigan playing at home. I know Harbaugh's 0-5 against Ohio State. This seems to be his best shot since 2016. Ohio State, this offense, is playing at another level right now. C.J. Stroud, last 2 weeks, completing 86% of his passes, 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. But this Michigan defense is legitimate. Defense hasn't allowed more than 18 points over the last 3 games. Their ability to run the football, hopefully Corum will be healthy with Haskins. I think it's a tight game. I lean Ohio State wins the game, but I think Michigan gets the cover. I think it'll bounce back to plus 7.5, maybe 8. So getting over a touchdown in this spot, I feel like it's a little bit of value with Michigan.
If Michigan wins a classic game over Ohio State and goes on to win the Big Ten championship, could you make a case of putting both of those teams in the playoffs? Michigan and Ohio State?
No, because Ohio State's going to have 2 losses at that point.
But to Oregon and to Michigan in a classic game.
But if you were a 2-loss Big Ten champion, maybe. But they're going to be a 2-loss Big Ten team that doesn't even play in their conference championship game.
Speaking of losses, Penn State and Michigan State, both big-time contracts for their coaches, locking those guys down. James Franklin and Mel Tucker for a decade each. They play each other in East Lansing, 2:30 on ABC. You got a feel on Penn State's Michigan State?
Yeah, look, Penn State's favored for a reason, and this number continues to grow. It was around a pick. Now Penn State's -2. The majority of the public money is on Michigan State. They're not playing well. They really should be coming off losing 3 of their last 4. They were able to come back against Michigan. Give them credit for that, but they have lost 2 of 3. When you go back last weekend, they got pulverized by Ohio State. It was 49-0 at half. It could have been much worse. Ryan Day called off the dogs. Michigan State is 6-2 against the number this year, but I think it's a really good spot. I think Sean Clifford has a lot of success hitting Jahan Dotson. I think big numbers between those two. I like Penn State on the road -2 here.
Penn State on the road -2. One more in that 2:30 window before we get to the Iron Bowl later on. Oregon State and Oregon could be playing for the winner goes to the Pac-12 championship game. That game, of course, there's at Autzen, 2:30 on ESPN. You think there's an opportunity here for maybe Oregon State, the Beavers, to beat the Ducks?
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with the Apple Cup, but if Washington State loses to Washington and Oregon State wins this, it'll be the first time in program history they get to play for a Pac-12 championship game. So this is a big deal. Oregon's won 11 of the last 13 Civil Wars, but I do think the way Oregon State is playing, their ability to run the football, Anthony Brown hasn't been good at quarterback for Oregon, and they got destroyed last week against Utah. So coming off that loss that shattered not only, any hopes to possibly go to a college football playoff, but they got embarrassed. So I like Oregon State +7 in this spot.
Yeah, that's the classic situation where Utah beat them so bad that that could cause Oregon to lose a game for 2 weeks in a row, taking away their whole hope of making a college football playoff. More games coming up, including Alabama and Auburn, but if you want to be a member of Lance'sLock.com, that is really easy to do.
Yeah, jump on board, Lance'sLock.com. We give you a free play each and every day. It's only $90 for everything. You get the NFL, you get college football sides and totals, you get the NBA, you get college basketball. Again, $90 a month, $3 a day, free play every single day. Just go to Lance'sLock.com. Perfect Christmas gift for the gambler in your life.
Another playoff implication game is Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Bedlam, 6:30 on ABC. Oklahoma still with a chance to work their way to the playoffs. Oklahoma State really in control of their own destiny. It's Oklahoma State's defense, only giving up 13.1 a game. Best defense since Ndamukong Suh in Nebraska.
Well, Oklahoma State's defense has been fantastic. Just go back last week against Texas Tech. The Red Raiders hadn't been shut out since 1997, and they pulled that last week against a Red Raider team that was coming off an upset of Iowa State. This defense has only allowed 23 total points over their last 4 games. They're giving up less than 15 points per game right now. Second fewest in the FBS, only behind Georgia. They've been great against the number 9-1. I just don't like their offense. I think this is going to be a struggle. I mean, the total's at 49.5. I can't remember the last time outside of college football playoff games that Oklahoma's catching points. You're catching points with Oklahoma in a Big 12 regular season game. Caleb Williams has got to play better. Last two starts, only completing 47% of his passes. I just think Oklahoma, just mentally where they have Oklahoma State, they dominate this series. I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take the 4.5. I'm going to take Oklahoma.
Texas A&M, LSU, Clemson, and South Carolina. Most laymen would look and say Texas A&M and Clemson win that game. Any upsets in that one? Can Carolina or LSU win at home?
All right, Carolina's playing good football right now. Clemson probably played, or they did play their best game last weekend against Wake Forest. Their defense is still elite. They were able to run the football. But I think that's going to be a really, really jazzed up crowd. I kind of like South Carolina to cover that game. I don't love that game. They could win the game. It wouldn't shock me. But I lean South Carolina plus points. This could change as we sit here recording on a, what is today, Friday?
On a Friday.
Yeah. Could change in the next 12 or so hours.
Yeah, check those out at lanceslog.com before the kick. And that gets us to Alabama and Auburn, 2:30 CBS. Alabama with everything to play for. Auburn trying to play for a better bowl destination in Brian Harsin's first year. They've struggled lately to score points.
Yeah, they have. And, look, Auburn's won 3 of the last 4 against Alabama at Jordan-Hare. The thing that concerns me for Alabama is the offensive line. They've given up 17 sacks over the last 6 games. But if Alabama plays clean football, no way they can lose this game. This number's right. It's sitting at 20.5 right here. I think the money is completely, you know, dead split. I lean Auburn to cover the 20.5. I don't feel great about it right now. I might take a look at this total. It's going from 55 to 57. So I might look at that come Saturday.
As an under?
I don't know. I mean, the public's betting it over. When we gave our score predictions, I said 38-17, which is an under.
Yep.
I don't know. Well, I'm going to figure this game out overnight. I don't love this game right now. I don't like how Auburn's playing, obviously losing 3 consecutive games. Bo Nix was in this game, it would have a much different feel to it. And there's going to be such a emphasis, not only from Mike Bobo on getting the ball to Tank Bigsby, but Pete Golding limiting what Tank Bigsby can do in this game.
And as always with lanceslock.com, you may wake up one day and they've got 3 plays. One day they may have 13 plays. Doesn't force the issue. He likes the games he likes, and he'll feed those to you at lanceslock.com. Every day that there's a sporting event, he plays something for you at lanceslock.com.
Yeah, jump on board again. Perfect stocking stuffer for the gambler in your life. Go to lanceslock.com. It's $90. Try us out for a month. If you don't like it, you can jump right off. Again, we give you a free play each and every day so you can monitor us right there. But again, NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, all available. Every play, every day, every league, lanceslock.com.